Searching for Keeley. Seeking Justice, Book 2. Written by Julia Bright. Narrated by Catherine LaPlante. Chapter 1. The engine grumbled and sputtered on Keeley's old Kia Sportage as she pulled into the parking lot. It jerked to a stop in a spot, thank goodness, and coughed before it died. Just great. She'd owned this car since before college, which was before her dad went bankrupt and before all the trouble happened, which made her drop out of Columbia University in New York and move home to San Antonio, Texas. Though Keeley wished things had turned out differently, she wasn't angry about leaving the art history program, at least not like she used to be. She was glad she'd given it up. Just thinking about the stress of completing her master's degree made her shudder. No way she wanted that. She hadn't wanted to work in a museum, not really. Dreams for the future were for children, and she wasn't a child anymore. Her parents had seen to it. The truth wiggled up, worming its way into her chest, making her ache. But she pushed it away. She had to repel those thoughts of art history, or the ache in her heart would rule. Besides, she enjoyed working for Doc Julian as a dental assistant for the most part. It wasn't like she hated her job. She just didn't love it. Now her car was dead. The rain was falling like crazy, and she had to get inside the building so she could call the first appointment for the day and tell them everyone was running late because of the wrecks on the interstate. Lucky for her, she lived close to the office. There was a partial break in the rain, and she jumped out of the car, slamming the door shut. Of course, the rain picked up after she took two steps, soaking her before she made it to the covered walkway. She raced up the stairs, using her key to enter the office. She'd just punched in the code for the alarm when lightning struck nearby, cutting the power to the building. The front door opened, and a huge guy stepped in, his face blocked by his big, black, dripping, wet umbrella. Fear struck, and Keeley wanted to scream, but just before she let loose a yell to top all yells, the guy lifted his umbrella and flashed her a brilliant smile.
"Wow, it's coming down."
His voice was rich and smooth. He had an accent she couldn't place. He wasn't from around here, she didn't think.
"I have an appointment. I'm a little early."
The electricity is out. Why had she said that? She sounded stupid. "Why are you here?" slipped out before she could stop herself. Again, she'd said something dumb. She dropped her keys and bent to pick them up, spilling the water in her tumbler. "Oh, shit." Her head whipped up as panic flared. "I'm so sorry. You took me by surprise, coming in right after lightning struck. I swore no one was in the parking lot when I pulled up." His lips stretched into a smile as he folded his umbrella, leaning it against the wall.
"It's that kind of morning, huh? I've had those too. Let me help you clean up the water."
She shook her head. "No, that's not necessary. I just..." Her keys flew from her hand again, and she dropped her bag, which had a tub of blueberries in the top. The container fell and bounced on the ground, then popped open, blueberries rolling all over the area rug that had too much white that would hold stains forever if one of those little round blue bombs burst. "Oh, God," she exclaimed. "Don't step on those. They're blueberries. He'll kill me if they stain the rug." The dude lifted his eyebrows as he stared at her. She was acting like an idiot. Normal people didn't do stupid stuff.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?